friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 26th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with African football. Teams across the continent will resume qualifying matches next month for the Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon. African football's premier competition was originally scheduled for 2021, but because of the coronavirus pandemic, the Confederation of African Football pushed it back to January 2022. As the host country, the indomitable Lions of Cameroon automatically qualified for the 2014 tournament. However, the indomitable Lions are still taking part in the qualifying competition, and their matches and results count in determining the qualification of the other teams from their group, Group F. Currently, Mozambique and Cameroon top the group with 4 points each from two matches. Cape Verde has 2 points, and Rwanda has no points. On November 9th, Cameroon is scheduled to host Mozambique in a top-of-the-table Nations Cup qualifier. The Mambas of Mozambique are coming off losses to Angola and Guinea-Bissau earlier this month in friendly international matches. Iron Mike Mbonye asked Mozambique's head coach, Luis Goncalves, how important were those matches?
These two matches were very important for us, the friendly matches with Angola and Guinea-Bissau, because after this time, this pandemic time that the players were stopped without competing, without playing, it was very important to us to feel the players, to evaluate the players, evaluate them physical and mental condition. It was very important for us, these two matches, despite of the results, the negative results, but it was very important for us at this moment.
Any lessons learned from the matches, and will it assist your preparations for the AFCON qualifying matches in November?
We always get lessons from the matches, independent of the results and if it is a friendly match or not. Of course, it was important for us to play these matches and to see how the team behave against these two strong teams like Guinea and Angola, because they are strong teams. And yes, I can consider that it's going to be going to assist me to the next matches with Cameroon. But in these two matches, we haven't 8 players that I called, and they are important in the team. But it's okay. We always learn lessons with our matches, because after that we analyze our performance and we get some information to do and to applicate in the training and to do better after.
Do you have plans to make changes in the team ahead of the AFCON matches?
I can tell. I can tell if I have plans to make changes in the team. Of course, our evaluation from last two matches are important, and we're going to analyze, and after I'm going to decide if I'm going to do some changes in the team. But it's always question of the moment of the players, because right now we have some players that they are injury and others they aren't playing, so it isn't an easy decision, but we're gonna do our best.
That's Luis Goncalves, the head coach of Mozambique's national football team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Maputo, Mozambique. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, a Moroccan football club wins the CAF Confederation Cup trophy. Samson Omale will have that story and more African football news.
Renaissance Bakani of Morocco beat Pyramids of Egypt 1-0 in Sunday's final to be crowned champions of the 2019-2020 CAF Confederations Cup. Beaten in the final of the secondary African club competition last season by Zamalek of Egypt, Bakani made no mistake at the second attempt and should have won more convincingly in Rabat. Bakani are the fifth Moroccan club after FAR Rabat, FUS Rabat, Maghreb Fiers and Raja Casablanca to win the African equivalent of the UEFA Europa League. North African clubs have dominated the 17 editions of the Confederations Cup, with Tunisian clubs also lifting the trophy five times and Egyptian giant Al Ahly and Zamalek once each. Bakani will defend the trophy next season, while Pyramids will go into the CAF Champions League or Confederations Cup, depending on whether they finish second or third in the Egyptian Premier League. In the CAF Champions League, Al Ahly defeated Wydad Casablanca 3-1 in the 2019-2020 CAF Champions League semi-final second leg match at the Cairo International Stadium on Friday night. As a result, the Egyptian champions advanced to the final after winning the tie 5-1 on aggregate, and they will take on either Egypt's Zamalek or Moroccan giant Raja Casablanca in the finals next month. Newly appointed Ahly coach Pitso Mosimane from South Africa is confident of picking his second CAF Champions League title with Ahly.
I look at my team, I said they gave the best, and we're playing against a very, very big team. It's a big team. You got to understand, you got to give respect, and you got to move on.
In the meantime, the continent's ruling football body, CAF, have postponed the second leg of the CAF Champions League semi-final between Zamalek and Raja Casablanca, originally set to take place on Saturday the 24th of October due to a COVID-19 related incident. The semi-final will now take place on November the 1st, with Zamalek carrying a narrow 1-0 lead into the match following their success in Morocco last weekend. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports, the voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us now with a report on the weekend action in the major European club football leagues. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Greetings to you too, Sunny. Goals from Ivorian striker Wilfred Zaha and Jairo Redwald ensured Crystal Palace cruised to a 2-1 victory, condemning Fulham to their fifth defeat in six matches. Liverpool also came from behind to beat struggling Sheffield United 2-1 and joined Everton at the top of the Premier League table. The Reds, without injured defensive talisman Virgil van Dijk, are now unbeaten in 62 Premier League home games at Anfield, but had to dig deep after falling behind to an early penalty scored by Sander Berge. Roberto Firmino hauled them level shortly before halftime, and the home side overcame the disappointment of seeing an audacious Egyptian frontman Mo Salah's goal ruled out for offside to score the winner through a Diogo Jota header. The victory at Anfield means the champions have 13 points, level with neighbours Everton, who lost 2-0 at Southampton. Earlier, Edinson Cavani made his debut for Manchester United against big-spending Chelsea, but the teams cancelled each other out in a 0-0 draw on a night of torrential rain at Old Trafford. Phil Foden rescued a 1-1 draw for Manchester City at the London Stadium, but the disappointing result means Pep Guardiola's team have taken just 5 points from their past four matches. Injury hit City without Fernandinho, Emre Can, Nathan Ake and Gabriel Jesus, dominated possession but rarely found top gear against West Ham. Jamie Vardy's late goal off the bench sealed another impressive 1-0 win for Leicester, the first win at Arsenal in nearly half a century, and the second win over traditional power this season. The win gives 4th place Leicester 12 points, 3 more than the 10th place Gunners. Tottenham Hotspur back in action on Monday and are scheduled to face Burnley at Turf Moor. Spurs fans will actually be relieved to hear that Burnley have won just two of their 12 Premier League games against Tottenham at Turf Moor in the 2009 and 2010 season and 2018 and 2019 season. Tottenham also on a 9-match unbeaten run in all competitions and have scored 19 goals in their past 4 matches. Burnley will be without their defender Phil Bardsley, who's self-isolating after testing positive for coronavirus, while Eric Day faces a fitness test on the hamstring injury that has caused him to miss their last 2 matches. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Italian footballer of Ivorian descent Moise Kean scored twice in the first half, and French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe came off the bench to net twice after the break, as Paris Saint-Germain beat last place Dijon 4-0 in the French league on Saturday. The Parisians' 6th straight win moved them 1 point ahead of Lille, who came from behind to force a 1-1 draw at Nice. The draw leaves Lille with 18 points after 8 games. Lyon were in devastating form as they demolished visiting Monaco 4-1 to move up to 6th in the French league standings. Rudy Garcia's side, who are not playing in any European competition this season, prevailed thanks to goals by Dutch footballer of Ghanaian descent Memphis Depay, French midfielder of Algerian descent Hossam Awoor, and a Cameroonian forward Karl Toko Ekambi Dabo, while Monaco could only respond with a French footballer of Algerian descent Wissam Ben Yedder penalty. Nice rose to 5th above Lens, whose game with Nantes was postponed after 11 of the Lens team tested positive for the coronavirus. Real Madrid spoiled what could be Lionel Messi's final El Clasico at the Nou Camp, beating its bitter rival Barcelona 3-1. Federico Valverde's mushed Real, who had lost their previous 2 games, into the lead from French striker of Algerian descent Benzema's pass before Barcelona's Spanish footballer of Guinea Simon descent Ansu Fati from Jordi Alba's cross, becoming the youngest player to score in El Clasico in all competitions in the 21st century at the age of 17 years. Sergio Ramos scored from the spot and Luka Modric smashed in a late third. The result takes Real top of the fledgling La Liga table with 13 points from 6 games, 6 points above Barcelona. Atletico Madrid also beat Real Betis 2-0 at home, thanks to goals from Marcos Llorente and Luis Suarez. Reporting for the Sunnyside Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
Sporting greetings, this is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunnyside of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscast. Every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
In motorsports, let's give a sunny side of sports salute to 6-time world champion Lewis Hamilton, who on Sunday became the most successful Formula One driver of all time in terms of race wins with a dominant 92nd career victory at the Portuguese Grand Prix. As he powered toward the record win, the Mercedes team had this to say to Hamilton over the team radio.
Get in there, Lewis. What a race, mate. You are rewriting the history books. Well done, mate. What a fantastic job today. Really awesome.
Lewis, 92.
With his 92nd career win, Lewis Hamilton broke a tie with the now-retired German driver Michael Schumacher. In his post-race comments, Hamilton praised his Mercedes team as well as his parents.
I could only have ever dreamed of being where I am today. And I didn't have a magic ball when I chose to come to this team and with these great people, but here I am, and what I can tell you is that I'm trying to make the most of it every single day. Everything that we do together, do it we're all rowing in the same direction, and that's why you're seeing the success that we're having. And I've got my dad's here, which is amazing, and my stepmom Linda is here, Roscoe, so it's a very good day.
Lewis Hamilton finished more than 25 seconds ahead of his second place Mercedes teammate, Finnish driver Valtteri Bottas.
That opening up was pretty good. There was a bit of grizzle, which made it tricky, and obviously some cars behind with a soft tire, they had the upper hand, but you know, I was pretty pleased to get the lead, but to be honest, after that, I just had no pace today. I don't understand why, but no pace.
In the Formula One driver's standings, Valtteri Bottas is now 77 points behind first place Lewis Hamilton, with five races remaining.
Yo, yo, yo! Sunny greetings, man. I'm Evelyn Akato, forward for the Tigers Nigerian national team and Flams Carolo Basket. Bonjour, bonjour, my people. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you so much.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The National Basketball Association's Board of Governors is considering plans on when to tip off the next season. According to the Associated Press, under one plan, there would be a December 22nd start to a season of 70 to 72 games. The NBA Finals would end in June, as has been the case for many years. But not this year. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, the league took a four-month hiatus. And the NBA Finals ended earlier this month when the Los Angeles Lakers lifted their record-tying 17th trophy. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2020, let's listen in again to this report by VOA's Jim Stevenson.
The Los Angeles Lakers are the NBA's 2019-20 champions.
For the first time since Kobe Bryant's fifth and final title a decade ago, the Los Angeles Lakers are NBA champions. LeBron James had 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists as the Lakers beat the Miami Heat 106-93 to win the NBA Finals in six games. James was the Finals' most valuable player, the first to claim the title with three different franchises. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver awarded the trophy inside the NBA bubble at Orlando, Florida.
I have a feeling that this Finals MVP is going to have a trophy named after him one day. The Finals MVP is LeBron James.
For coach Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat, the loss was difficult as many players were battling injuries along with the Lakers.
The guys that competed and played in the series, we had several guys that were not even close to being 100%, probably shouldn't have been playing, but that's how this group was. They wanted to do it for each other.
Yet, Spoelstra says his team had an amazing run during a unique time.
We didn't get the final result that we wanted, but even what I mentioned to the guys, these are going to be lifetime memories that we have together. This locker room, regardless of whatever happens in the future, we're going to remember this year, this season, this experience, and that locker room brotherhood for the rest of our lives. You're in this business to be able to be around people like this.
Overall, LeBron James has four titles and is a four-time NBA Finals MVP, the second to win that many.
For me to be a part of such a historical franchise is it's an unbelievable feeling, not only for myself, but for my teammates, for the organization, for the coaches, for the trainers, everybody that's here. We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization want their respect. Laker Nation want their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
Lakers teammate Anthony Davis was an integral part of the championship run.
Man, we've been through a lot. Man, to ups and downs start from the beginning of the season. I love these guys, man.
And there wasn't much else to say, as the Lakers celebration was in full swing, as the team and the city dedicated the championship to Kobe Bryant, who died in January.
Thanks, Jim. That's VOA's Jim Stevenson. Kobe Bryant's death in January was part of a very sad month for the NBA. On New Year's Day, the NBA lost its pioneering former commissioner, David Stern, who is credited with developing and broadening the league's global audience. Stern died at the age of 77 after suffering a brain hemorrhage.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Straight Talk Africa is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Longtime host Shaka Sali talks about his career, the newsmakers he interviewed, and his audience. Be sure to join us on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
And to quote Shaka, from the deepest better part of the bottom of my heart, I'm really looking forward to his 20th anniversary Straight Talk Africa show this coming Wednesday, October 28th. An update now on Major League Baseball's World Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers lead the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2. The Dodgers can clinch the World Series title with a victory on Tuesday night in Game 6. In Game 5 on Sunday night, the Dodgers defeated the Rays 4-2 in Arlington, Texas. The AP's Mark Myers is covering the Dodgers at the World Series, while Dave Ferry is on the Rays beat. First up, here's Mark Myers.
The Dodgers now one win from their first World Series title since 1988 after a 4-2 Game 5 victory over the Rays. LA scored two in the first and then tacked on solo home runs from Jock Peterson and Max Muncy. In a rematch of Game 1 starters, Clayton Kershaw won it over Tyler Glasnow. It's Kershaw's second win of the series.
Anytime you can have success in the postseason, It just means so much. That's what you work for. That's what you play for this month. And, you know, I know what the other end of that feels like, too. So I'll definitely take it when I can get it.
The Dodger bullpen followed Kershaw's effort with 3 1/3 scoreless innings. I'm Mark Myers.
Thanks, Mark. Now here's Dave Ferry on Tampa Bay's aggressive approach in Game 5.
The Rays tried everything to catch up to the Dodgers in their 4-2 loss in Game 5, including an attempted steal of home. Trailing 3-2 in the fourth inning, Rays left fielder Manuel Margot broke for the plate from third base. Rays manager Kevin Cash said he had no problem with the move.
If Manny felt that he had a read on it for whatever reason, it's tough for me to say yes or no, just because he's a talented base runner. He might be seeing something that certainly I'm not or can't appreciate in the moment right there, and he's trying to do something to pick his team up.
Winning pitcher Clayton Kershaw stepped off the rubber after Margot broke and threw to catcher Austin Barnes for the run-saving tag. It would be the last time the Rays came that close to scoring. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Finally, the U.S. men's national soccer team will be back in action next month in a friendly road match against Wales. The game, to be played without fans, is set for November 12th. Amid the global coronavirus pandemic, the American men have played just once this year, a 1-0 victory over Costa Rica on February 1st in a friendly match played near Los Angeles, California. This will be head coach Greg Berhalter's first opportunity in nearly a year to call on his promising collection of young European-based players. Coach Berhalter says he's looking forward to getting the group together after such a challenging year. And that wraps wraps up the October 26th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA, or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world.
Ah.
Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on The Voice of America.
Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you the biggest stories of the day. Our global correspondents report the news objectively and comprehensively, keeping you informed about important world events. International Edition provides analysis from the most seasoned experts around the world to put the day's events into context to better understand what's happening and how it may affect you. Listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 Universal Time on the Voice of America or your local affiliate. You can also listen to the show on demand by visiting the program page at voanews.com or by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. VOA's International Edition, your go-to source for accurate, comprehensive, and objective news.
What's going on, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi coming to you from the Voice of America studios here in Washington, D.C. Join us each week on Upfront as we discuss a range of topics. The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
Eliminate the mentality that girls cannot do what boys can do.
You basically need to go to school. There's just no way you're going to get all the skills that people want from you or they expect from you if you're not at school.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
And AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, this is Victor Beatty, Managing Editor of VOA News. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and...